podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donskoy.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turepko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Welcome back, tennis fans. Here we go. This time it is Rome Masters time. And, well, we've got a match going on right this second in the other semi-final in Madrid. Matteo Berrettini. He is one set up and has just broken in the second set. He is now, 4-3 up in the second set. It looks like he'll be meeting Alex Zverev in the final in Madrid, mate.
Just like we were saying earlier, wasn't it?
Dominic Thiem to go through.
Everyone's asking us what's going to happen. I reckon Dominic Thiem will go through and Casper Ruud. So far, Zverev's in the final and Berrettini's up a break in the second set and up the set. So wow. Fair play to Berrettini. I think something you pointed out a second ago, he's only lost one clay court tournament, one clay court match all year, and that was his first one.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right. And Casper Ruud lost about three or four, I think. So Berrettini, big server. Zverev, big server. It was battle of the big servers potentially tomorrow. So, and we're not here to talk about that one. We're here to talk about Rome. And don't forget, last year, this was won by Novak Djokovic. And he was beating in the final Diego Schwartzman, who famously beat Rafael Nadal in that tournament. It was quite an epic tournament for Djokovic, that one. He pretty cleaned up, really.
So, yeah, it's one of the few tournaments we actually covered on the podcast last year, which we've already done this year. There's not many which we're seeing the crossover. Obviously, it's a few of the Grand Slams, I think. Oh, no, not even Australian Open we really did we? No. So it's nice to actually do a tournament 2 years running for a change. And Rome, we covered it we did as many matches as we could. I remember covering that Rafael Nadal, Schwartzman one, where Schwartzman beat him. And yeah, it was a good final as well. I must admit, Djokovic played really, really well. And he's going to be back in for this tournament. Is he the favourite to win the tournament?
I don't know. The way he's been playing, the way some of these other players have been playing.
Well, Rafa's been playing, mate. Surely Djokovic is right up there. I think Rafa surely should be the favourite just because it's on clay. He's got that title. I don't care. Like, however long he plays and he's on clay, he's going to be the favourite. But for me, I think I'd favour Djokovic right now. And that's saying it. I really do. I'm not so sure.
It's up in the air, mate. I think it's a pick'em. Yeah. That's why this one's a real interesting tournament, because it seems that anybody can win these tournaments at the moment. Tsitsipas, Zverev, Berrettini, Djokovic, Karatsev, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Anyway, shout out to everyone who's joined us in the chat. We've got Gio here saying, let's go Basashvili. We've got 12 Travel 21 asking, is Ben going to be composing a birthday song for JG? I don't know if we'll have time, but if Ben does, he might do. Gordon saying Zverev been on fire since earning Dosha of the Week. Coincidence? I think not, yeah. Fair play to Jordan. Obviously, he's got a nice little column of Dosha of the Week. It's going to be on the website soon too, so watch this space with that. And Zverev, ever since he won that award, he's not lost, has he? He's in top form. He's in the final of a Masters.
Mate, he's in scintillating form. Beat Rafa and Dominic Thiem in, straight sets, so he's the one to beat going into that final. Berrettini's just won a tournament just a week or so ago. I think it's going to be a hotly contested. Obviously Berrettini's not there yet, but I'm assuming he's going to serve this one out, to be honest.
Yeah, well, he's looking good anyway. You've got 12 Travel 21 saying Nadal is the favorite 11-8. Interesting pick for you, mate. I reckon you'd probably have a cheeky £10 on this, and that's Karatsev. He's the ninth favorite. He's 40-1 for Rome. £10 returns like £400. Not bad.
I like that one, mate. Especially as he's now due a good tournament. He has one on, one off. So had the Madrid one off, back on for Rome. So hopefully we'll be seeing the best Karatsev turning up for that one. But let's see who he's going to be playing. Do you want to have a look at some of the past winners of this tournament? I know we normally do that first.
Yeah, let's go for it, mate.
As you can see there.
And this is one that Rafa does a lot better than the Madrid one, I think.
Yeah.
A few more victories here. it's been really him and Djokovic dominating it. Let's be honest. You see Zverev there, 2017, Andy Murray sneaked in. Aside from that, every single name is either Nadal or Djokovic. Both of them are going to be in this tournament. You'd expect, surely, one of them to make the final.
Not one Federer on that list, is there?
Nope.
Keep going back. No.
Well, there's a final there, 2013, against Rafael Nadal, but no victories.
2003. No. So, he's made a few finals, but yeah, unfortunately, never the victor. Andy Murray did well to get his name in there. Well done, Andy. And Zverev in there as well. So Zverev, he'll, as a 2017 champion, mad that he won it all those years before. That's 4 years back now. Zverev at the top of the game then too, and think he's still so young now. So he'll be up against it though. He's in the final of this tournament. It's going to be hard to replicate and do a whole nother week. So we'll wait and see how he gets on.
Well, the draw actually looks quite nice for Karatsev, our man. We've got Tom there. And just while we've got Tom, I just want to say congratulations to you because you are the winner of the bracket. We'll announce the winners at the end of the podcast. But I believe he won the ATP one. He's got Zverev going all the way and winning the tournament. It doesn't matter because he's going to be top regardless. So well done to you, Tom. You've smashed it out of the park and done very well.
Nice. Mate, I think it's quite an extensive draw, this one. I think we should get stuck into it because we've got another one to go through. We've got the women's coming up straight after this one. And it's been quite a long day already, to be honest. It was weird that both of those streams earlier, I looked at them, they're both exactly 1 hour, 44 minutes, which was very weird.
And they both had the exact same amount of views at one point as well, which is very strange. So thanks for everyone who was watching that. If you've not watched it, go check it out. And Tom, if you wanted to head over to the Discord chat, we would arrange your prize because you were the winner and we owe you a prize. So congratulations for that.
Nice.
And Jordan did very well as well. I believe he comes second. So
nice one. Nice one, guys. Did very well. We will be giving out some prizes for the winners of Rome. So yeah, make sure you're entered in. Make sure you update your bracket. Do not miss out. It starts, I think, imminently tomorrow morning. So. Yep. Well, for us, it depends where you are.
It's 12 hours time. So in 12 hours, it's going to kick off. So the best time is to get your bracket in now. See what me and Ben say. Ignore Ben's selections and try and copy mine if you want to have a chance. But,
exactly.
If you want a better chance, don't copy either of ours and just go with what you want to do.
Yeah, mate. I think the clay courts have really come a cropper this year so far. I've not been doing very well at all. So maybe JG loves the clay. Maybe you're wiser to follow some of his selections.
Oh, but I don't know. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. But let's get stuck into it. Before you just go through the draw, let's talk about some of the qualifiers. So I believe, are they in the draw yet? Let me just check 1 second.
Not sure if they are in there yet, mate, to be honest.
Because I think we've seen... we've still got final round of qualification tomorrow. Yeah. So this is some of the players we could see. And there's some interesting ones in it. So we've got Cam Norrie, the guy who is winning on clay. No one can seem to beat him. Obviously, he lost in the final to Ramos. He lost to Nadal. Aside from that, has he lost a match? I'm not so sure. Cam Norrie is looking really good on clay. So watch out for him.
He's playing Cecinato.
He's got Cecinato tomorrow. And that is not going to be easy. You've got another really exciting clay court in Italy. Fekina.
Yeah.
Fekina Mutet. You've got Bedeni Delian. You've got Tommy Paul playing Montiero. You've got Nishioka, Camille Majerzak. You've got Cabeas Buena playing Brancaccio. He's a good player, Brancaccio. He beat Gallo today.
Yeah.
And TFO and Del Bonis. So them two, I feel like they've played each other about the last four times. I've seen their matchups. I think it's 50-50, them two.
Yeah.
TFO wins one, then Del Bonis wins one. So there's just so many top talents in the qualifiers. So it's important to know where they fall in the draw. Unfortunately, I think you're going to have to go a bit blind in this one because we don't really know. But just take into consideration, if there's any qualifiers against someone who you think's a bit shaky, maybe put the qualifier through because there's some good ones. That's my only advice.
Very good ones. I mean, you saw, wasn't it Cam Norrie's only lost to Nadal, really?
Nadal and Ramos in the final. exactly. So Cam Norrie, if he faces someone like who's a bit out of form, you'd fancy him to win the first round match, to be honest. You've got Almeida saying, I absolutely hate it when they do qualifying during round one. Ridiculous. Yeah. I know it's one of your pet hates as well.
I hate it, mate. It's so difficult to be able to select. You don't, especially when it's qualifier versus qualifier. How are you supposed to know which one to pick? But you just got to I get lucky sometimes, and then just get the right one just goes through, don't they? So who knows if eeny, meeny, miny, mo for those ones. So, mate, I think we should get, well, thanks to Nat there's congratulating us on getting 200 people in the bracket league. That's great to see. 200, mate. It's only been running since, what, December or something, isn't it?
Yeah,
mate, doing great. So fantastic. Thanks, everyone, for joining. And make sure you get your... get your selections in. We want to see 200 people in every single draw if possible.
Yeah,
but I know it's difficult. People miss out,
and even more people joining the league. I put the link in the live chat. It's pinned to the top, so sign up to that, put your email address in, it's completely free, and we will be awarding prizes. So
yeah,
let's get started.
Indeed, mate. And look at that man who's at the top of the draw, as always. Should I do it in little fours, as always?
We'll go through the fours. So number one seed, Novak Djokovic, the reigning champion. Right at the bottom, we have Rafael Nadal. Yeah. I don't know for how much longer, because he's now going to be probably the third seed for the next tournament, as Medvedev has moved to number two in the world.
I think this tournament's going to decide it, isn't it? Like where they're going to be seeded in Roland Garros. So it's very important to do well in this tournament if you are in one of those positions in the rankings where you could potentially overtake somebody. You need to make sure you get Agreed. A good win in this one, or get Medvedev especially. He could really progress very well. And if he gets to the quarters, I think he's near on guaranteed to get that number two spot.
He's not defending many points, Medvedev, on the clay court. So it's a good opportunity for him. We've got Shavamis, and if you guys saw my Madrid bracket, you'd call me Dosser of the Week. Mate. Maybe we'll put you in the nominations. I'll send it to Jordan. Shavam in there.
I'm putting myself in there, mate. I think the last week it was terrible.
We'll put you in Dosser of the Month.
Mate, I'll create it. I'll put my own head on instead of Tyson Fury. So anyway, without further ado, well, look who's up first. Dan Evans and Taylor Fritz. This is a very interesting matchup, and I hate this because, well, both of these players have been great for me. I love both players. I mean, Fritz has lost his last three. Not that great, but he's been playing decent players. So,
and both of these players have troubled Djokovic in the past. Yeah. People saying Djokovic has got an easy draw. Dan Evans beat him in Monte Carlo, and Taylor Fritz come very close to beating him in the Australian Open.
Yep.
It went to a fifth set, and it was in the balance, to be fair.
Yep.
And Djokovic just managed to prevail in that one. So both of them opponents could become a bit of a bogey player for Djokovic, probably more so Evans, the way he's been playing on clay, obviously just beating him in Monte Carlo. I'm going to go Evans to beat Fritz. I'm going to have qualifier two, and then I'm going to go Dimitrov. I think Dimitrov's been on a bit of a slump. It could continue, and I have been calling him to go out the last few tournaments and getting him right, but now I'm going for him.
Mate, I'm going to go qualify one then, just to go against you. And I'm not so sure. He's burned me a couple of times, Dimitrov, and I'm feeling like I don't trust him anymore. I'm actually going to go have him going out. I'm going to go for him going out. I don't know. If he faces Cam Norrie, I think Norrie beats him.
Well, 12 Travel 21's asking, has Dimitrov fully recovered from his toothache? That's the question. And I agree, mate. To be fair, the qualifiers are class. You could see him going out to any of them.
Well, that's what I mean. And this is exactly, I'm following what you said in the build up to this. You said if there's anyone who's shaky and they're facing a qualifier, pick the qualifier. So I'm taking Jay Genius's route.
I'm not even taking my own advice. I've put Dimitrov, bro.
Mate, I'm taking your advice because my advice has not been great. So we Djokovic Evans, mate, the rematch, Monte Carlo, when Evans did one over on him. Is it going to happen again?
No way. Djokovic is not going to let that happen again. I think he beats Evans this time. I'm then going to have Dimitrov beating qualifier two, and then Djokovic heading the bracket. I like Djokovic's draw. Obviously, the first one's probably the toughest. Aside from that, if he faces, say, Dimitrov or one of the qualifiers, Djokovic would be okay, personally. He doesn't really fall short against qualifiers.
If this person... this is where it gets tough, because if this person's knocked out Dimitrov, then more than likely they're going to beat qualifier one as well. So I'm going to have qualifier three versus Djokovic. God, this could go all sorts of wrong.
Qualifier three to knock out Djokovic? If you put that, mate, surely your qualifier three is going all the way.
Mate, qualifier three to win the whole thing for me. I think qualifier
could be Norrie.
Imagine. It could be Davidovich Fokina.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, if it is Fokina against Dimitrov, I think I would go Fokina for sure.
Exactly. That's what I mean. We don't know. When are we going to find out? We're not.
Good question. No, we're not. We're not. We have to go in blind. So it's what it is.
Okay, I'm just fingers crossed. Come on, give me a good one, tennis gods. Right, I'm going Djokovic to head up the group anyway.
Right, so next four. And these are crazy. Oh, I must admit, this is one of the toughest fours I've seen. I think this? The players in this section is absolutely class. Basashvili, someone who's won more tournaments than ever. Berrettini in the form of his life. John Millman, someone who's actually playing well on clay. Marin Cilic, Grand Slam champion. Bublik playing the best tennis he ever has in his career. And Tsitsipas, does he need an introduction?
No, he doesn't. This is horrible. This little section is disgusting.
It's deadly.
Well, Berrettini's potentially going to be in a final tomorrow. So has he won yet? I don't know. I can't see the scores. Let us know if Berrettini's wrapped.
He's 40 love. He's won. He's just won. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Berrettini is going to be in the final tomorrow. Make sure you join us for that. We'll be covering Berrettini Zverev in the final of Madrid. But for now, Berrettini against Basashvili. I think Berrettini goes out.
Yeah, I'm going with that as well. I'm having Basashvili to beat a Berrettini just based upon less match play last week.
Yep, and Basashvili is a top player. He's won two tournaments already. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people who will be picking Berrettini. No, picking Basashvili, but let us know who you think's going to be winning.
Exactly right. So we're both going Basashvili based upon, well, especially if Berrettini wins it, then we'll be thinking that he's definitely going to lose that one. Might pull out, you never know. So, John the Mailman Millman against Dusan Aljovic. That's another tough one.
There's some really tough ones here, mate. I'm going to go Millman.
Oh, mate, that's a bit dangerous. I think he's been playing really well, though, Millman, on the clay.
Surprising. He's never played well on clay. Aljovic is a clay courter more, but I'm going to go Millman.
Is it not surprising that some of these players are really shockingly doing well on the clay courts? And Aljovic, normally a great clay court player, hasn't won one match this year on the clay.
No.
So maybe... I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go Millman as well. How weird. Before this year had started on clay, I would have definitely gone Aljovic over Millman.
Oh, yeah.
I've changed my mind now. So,
Marin Cilic, Alexander Bublik. I'm not going to get stung again. I'm going Bublik.
Yeah, mate. All the way. I love, mate. Did you see him? There were some little clips being shown as well. He was with Garin on the training court, I think, and Garin was doing some little keepy uppies, and then he did like the round the world football trick, like
keepy
up, and then Bublik was like, "Oh!" like this crazy reaction when he did it. It's very funny. Bublik, great character on the tour.
Yeah, I love him as well. I've really sold on him. I've seen some of his post match interviews as well. Really good personality. So Tsitsipas, and they're going to be facing in the next match two big personalities on court. Is Tsitsipas going to get over that disappointment, or is he going to get knocked out first round? Bublik can beat him. I'm going to be honest, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go Tsitsipas.
I'm going Basashvili to beat John the Mailman Millman, and I'm going Tsitsipas to knock out Bublik. Oh, this is getting a bit too predictable with the selections at the minute. Well, apart from the Berrettini.
Not really. I think some of our initial ones are a bit crazy. Like, we've got weird selections, but we've got the same people head in the brackets anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't. There's part of me that thinks there could be some upsets along the way. I know that John Silk, he was saying, Tsitsipas, he does falter a little bit in these tournaments, even though we said he was storming it.
Yeah.
He did falter in the last tournament against Rude. He got beaten in straight sets. So, could it happen?
I'm going to go maybe a bit different on this next one. So, we've got Dominic Thiem. He's got the bye. We've got Pella versus Vukcevic. Pella's just not really excited me enough recently. I know he's come back slightly. And the previous Pella would beat Vukcevic, but I'm going to go Vukcevic.
That's a tough one for me. Like you said, I have no idea on that because neither player's. I mean, Pella's pulled out of his last two matches. So what does that tell you? His last three matches, actually, he's had Gerasimov pulled out, then he pulled out the next two. So I'm going to go with Vukcevic just based upon the fact, doesn't look like any player ever finishes a match with him in it. So a bit bizarre. Okay. Yeah. Mega
in Italy.
Ooh, Dimonor looked actually really good in that last tournament. Yeah. I actually liked him. I'm going to go with Dimonor this time.
Me too, mate. Alex Dimonor advances. I think he'll beat Mega. The next one, Gael Monfils, the 14th seed. He's back, and his confidence is not back. Yeah. Could this be the breakthrough against Senegal?
We're in Italy, mate.
A clay court as well.
Yeah, I'm not going against
Senegal. It's a tough draw. It's a tough draw for Monfils. I'm afraid to say I've got him going out. I would be quite happy to see Monfils advance, but I'm just not convinced by him at the moment at all.
No, mate. I mean,
I've not seen any signs of life from Monfils. It's really sad. We've got Sonia saying, I love Monfils, but he's just not been in form. He said himself he's having a hard time finding motivation. He's struggling with a lot of things. Obviously, he broke up with Eleanor, and then he got back with her. Yeah. Now he's engaged. I don't know. I think there's a lot going on with Gael Monfils, and it's not necessarily positive when it comes to tennis. So.
He hasn't played since the Australian Open, when he lost in five to Rusevori. Yep. So I think he goes out to Sonego. I'm actually going to put Sonego through again against Alex de Minaur. I think the Italian being at home, I think he's got the power to push past de Minaur.
Yeah, it's a tough one, mate. I'm going to go de Minaur. Sonego out. The demon.
I did look
he's
good.
He's got enough. Yeah.
Very good.
I'll have Dominic Thiem beating Fucsovics.
Yeah,
Thiem's got a nice thing. And then I'll have Thiem head in the section.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. As long as it's not the Dominic Thiem that turned up today, definitely he will. So
he's still got enough quality regardless, though. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, Sonego, though, if it's the same one who turned up against Djokovic, then you never know. Batista Agut, mate, he's back again after losing to John Millman. He lost to John Isner. He lost match point, didn't he, against Isner, yeah. And then lost. Very disappointing.
I had Agut going far as well in my Madrid one. Yeah. I got stung quite bad with Agut, but this time I'm keeping the faith with him. Yeah. He's not a player I've been let down by. I think he was just really close, and John Millman, them situation there in Madrid with the altitude and the serving really helped him. So I'm going to go Agut. I'm then going to have Garin to beat Lloyd Harris.
Oh, not Lloyd Harris. You don't often go against Lloyd.
Garin, I don't always, but Garin's a class clay quarter.
He's quality on the clay. Come on, let's be honest. Yeah. It's
Garin. And then qualify five to beat Struff.
So mean to Struff. Why?
I had him going so mate. I had him going so far in the other one. He's the reason I won. I beat you in the Munich one.
Yeah, it's true. You're true. It was a very close match in him and Krajinovic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have Struff going through. I'm going to say he's had a little break, but I'm going to have Rublev beating him.
Yeah, me too. Rublev beats Struff. I think that'll be quite convincing. I'm going to have Agut beating Garin.
I'm not so sure. I think Garin beats Agut.
Okay. And then Agut Rublev. I feel like these two have played each other a few times as well recently.
Yeah, mate. In Monte Carlo was an incredible match between the two, and they might have met again in the last one. Had Big John not have knocked out Agut?
Yeah, look, Amino said it there. Jesus, another potential RBA Rublev match. It seems to be they're following each other. It's a bit like Fucsovic Rublev as well. They seem to keep playing each other.
Fucsovic probably happy he's not in that little bracket. So
many times I go Agut over. I'm not going to do it this time. Rublev beats Agut.
I'm going to have Garin Rublev. I'm going to have him heading up this little section.
Okay, nice.
I know it's still too many predictable ones for me going to head in the groups. But anyway, Diego Schwartzman gets a bye through. He's the eighth seed in the next section.
Yep. Finalist there last year, remember?
Yeah. Krajinovic versus Felix Auger-Aliassim. That's a tough one to pick. Felix has been looking all right. I'm shying towards Krajinovic, to be honest, in this matchup. I don't know if they've got any they played each other three times before. Krajinovic won the last meeting in Rome last year, straight set. So there you go. That's my answer.
Felix.
All right.
The resurgence of Felix. I think he's due a win. He's been struggling so much. He's been having tough draws, to be fair. Tony Nadal in his corner. Felix to get a win. Come on, Felix.
He's the favourite in that matchup, which surprises me, actually. But I don't know. Each to their own, I guess. I might stick some money on Krajinovic in that one. Karen Khachanov. Yeah, probably. Against a qualifier. I'm going to have Karen going through. I think he can get past the qualifier.
Yeah, me too. I'll have Karen Khachanov there. And then I'll have Goffin beating Caruso, the wild card. Caruso's not been great recently.
Sad to see you going against your man.
I've gone against him a lot recently, and it's gone quite well for me. So I'm going to just keep doing that. David Goffand got quality, quick little play around the court.
Yeah,
Goffin hatching off.
I'm going to go 50-50
for me, mate.
I'm going Goffin.
I can't call that one, I'm afraid. I'll go hatching off then. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. Let us know in the chat, guys. Who do you think? Hatching off or thing? I think it's a tough one. Hatching off or Goffin, I think it's close. Regardless, I'm going to follow my heart a lot more now. And I'm actually going to go Schwartzman head in the section.
I'm a big fan
of him. I like him in this tournament. He's done well in the past. The conditions will suit him a little bit more, being slower clay courts. Schwartzman to prevail.
Yeah, I like that as well. I think Schwartzman, he looked great against Karatsev in the first set, and don't know what happened really. I think Karatsev just turned it, everything started going right. And you know what happens when that happens with Karatsev? See you later, you're off the court. Blasted him off the court. I don't think Krajinovic has the same firepower. Or Felix could do the same to him on clay. So, yeah, I think he would, in the battle of the little men, Goffin versus Schwartzman, I think he would come out on top on clay.
Yeah.
There you go. Next section.
This is where it gets really interesting. There's a few of our favourites here. We've got Hubert Hurkacz versus Musetti, the wild card. Crazy that Musetti gets a wild card. Why doesn't he get... Is he not getting for the main draw? Clearly not high enough ranked yet.
Nah, not high enough ranks yet. That's an interesting one to start us off as well. Hubert Hurkacz. He is up against Lorenzo Musetti to start us off. That's tough. That's real tough. A Masters champion in Hubert Hurkacz in Miami up against Musetti. Just relatively new on the scene, but a clay court master and in Italy. He's the favourite, Musetti, in this matchup. How disrespectful to Hubert Hurkacz. I don't know. I'm really torn in this one. I don't like Hurkacz on the clay. I'm going Musetti.
Yeah, me too. Musetti in Italy on the clay. I think he's favourable. That's why he's the favourite. And I think he beats Hurkacz. Ivan's asking Cilic Bublik prediction. Obviously, he's a big Cilic fan. You've just missed it, but we've both gone for Bublik, I'm afraid. I think he's going to have a bit too much for Marin there. But Cilic can beat anyone on his day. If it's his day, I don't know.
Yeah, I think his days are numbered, unfortunately. Marin Cilic, he's in the sort of the, what do they call them? Not the the twilight years of his career at the moment. Next up, we've got Gasquet Opelka. I'm going to have Gasquet because Opelka's just been on an awful run. He's lost 7 in a row, I think it is at the moment. Six in a row.
Yeah, me too, mate. I'm going to go Gasquet just for the reason you've mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a clay courter, is he, Opelka? Maybe he'll take some solace in the fact John Isner did so well in Madrid, but I think they're on different levels.
Madrid's faster.
Yeah, yeah.
Kezmanovic Karatsev, our man again, and it's not an easy welcome. It's not an easy start, is it, Kezmanovic?
I'm still can't go against him, mate. I need to see this happen. I need to see Karatsev Medvedev. That's why I'm putting Karatsev through against Kezmanovic. He could easily lose this matchup for me.
Yeah,
I think he could. I'm sure you are on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
Kezmanovic. He's got a clay court tournament to his name in, wasn't it in Kitzbühel? Was that the one he won, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year. So, but Karatsev, he's been doing bigger. He's got bigger fish to fry. He's won in Dubai, semi-finals of a Grand Slam, got to the final in Belgrade, beat Djokovic recently, beat Schwartzman in the last tournament. Come on. Karatsev's going through, surely.
Yep. Karatsev through for me. I'm going to have Karatsev beating Medvedev. There's my first shot.
I know. I don't think
Aslan Karatsev can do it on the clay. I reckon he'll be favourite as well. And then going to have Musetti to beat Gasquet. So we could be seeing two of our favourites.
Yeah.
It's got to be a live watch along. Lorenzo Musetti versus Aslan Karatsev, if it can happen.
Mate, that would be...
The vibes, mate. That is a vibes second round.
Did they play recently? I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't know why. I know what you're saying. I think they did.
I thought they did. I thought Karatsev just beat him pretty easily, but I can't remember if that actually happened or if I just imagined it. I'm going to have to look. Yeah, he did play. Beat him two sets to love in Monte Carlo. So that was in the first round, wasn't it? Yeah, I believe so. So
what was the score in that one?
6-4, 6-3. Pretty standard. Kratsev wasn't really getting out of first gear, really. I mean, it was a bit. Massetti did look poor that day, I'm gonna have to say. Not the vintage. I've got to stop saying vintage for Lorenzo Massetti. He's like 19. There's no vintage in him.
It's not vintage, mate. It's all in colour with Lorenzo Massetti. Unfortunately, mate, the same thing's going to happen again. Aslan Kvaratskhelia, I'm not going to waste any time because I feel like we're going a bit slow now.
Yeah,
he's going to head the group and Kvaratskhelia's going to be there, mate, beating Massetti. It's a big ask because he's going to have to get through Medvedev. But Medvedev's just not filled me with much confidence recently.
And Kecmanovic as well.
And Kecmanovic, yeah.
Yeah, that could be the real test. Well, here we go. We've got finalist from Madrid, Alex Zverev. He's got
just a bye. Just quickly, before you do that, we've got Vimbai here saying he's got Massetti going to the quarters. Miguel's gone for Massetti as well.
Ooh.
Interesting. So Massetti's a popular pick there from people in the chat.
The octopus versus the secret weapon. He's calling himself the chess master or something. Medvedev. Very bizarre, this new name that he's given himself, but whatever. Anyway, we got Mannarino versus a qualifier. I'm going qualifier to beat Mannarino.
Yep, me too.
Cool. And then Nishikori for Nini. That's a tough one to pick. I don't think Fanini's... it's in Italy, actually. I don't think he's going to turn up, though. There's part of me that thinks he could just have one of those off days.
Fanini in Rome, mate, is a dangerous prospect, no doubt.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go against the... That's rule number one. Don't go against the home people. Fanini.
Nishikori for me. I'm going to have Nishikori winning.
Fanini, as long as he doesn't swear at the umpire, I think he'll go through. So
this is a tough match on clay. Laszlo Zsér.
Yeah, I mean, Carreño Busta, I think he's only bad in Madrid, though. So I'm going to have Carreño Busta going through. I think that could be close, though.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have Busta as well. I'm then going to have Busta beating or Nishikori. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to have Busta beating Nishikori.
Yeah,
and then Zverev beating the qualifier.
Yeah, I'm having the same.
And then Busta head in the section. Busta beats Zverev.
It's tough for me. He might be a bit tired. I think Zverev will have too much for him if he's serving all right. Yeah. I'm going to put Zverev through. If he wins the tournament, he might just end up going out to qualifier 7. Who knows?
Yeah, easily. So I'm happy with my selection of Busta.
Oh, this looks like an interesting little section as well. Oh, Casper Ruud, fresh off a semi-final defeat to Matteo Berrettini. He's going to be playing Denis Shapovalov in the first round. That's no nice way to enter the tournament, is it? Don't know how this one's going to play out now.
Yeah.
Not sure, mate. You'll have to go first on this one.
I'm going to go Casper Ruud to beat Shapovalov. I've been really impressed with him. He's played so well. Recently, I know he's lost tonight against Berrettini, but regardless of that, he's been impressive. Chapeau, on the other hand, has not been impressive, and I want to see Casper Ruud advance here. I'm then going to have Travaglia to beat Benoit Paire, the wild card. Ooh, why not? Paire should probably win, to be fair. And if there's a crowd, I don't think the crowd will be getting behind him. That's the difference. He needs a crowd behind him. In Madrid, there was all chanting. They had the trumpet, the vuvuzela, whatever you want to call it. Here, everyone's going to be back in Travaglia. Benoit Paire gets under his skin. You see him getting defaulted or something.
It's true. If he gets wound up. But sometimes it inspires him, Benoit Paire. I'm going to go with Paire to go through. I'm coming back to the Chapeau one for last, I think. Humbert versus Sinner. That's a real tough one to pick between. I think...
It's easy for me. Yannick Sinner. Humbert doesn't get close to him in Italy. Sinner is going to absolutely blitz him.
I think I've got to back the Italians in Italy. I'm the only one, Travaglia. I just got a feeling that Benoit might... He just did one on Basiashvili in the last tournament, and he might have another one that he can do again. I'm going to jump up here. I'm going to go Casper Ruud. Go on, he has enough rest. He only went out in the semis, didn't get to the final. Yep. I'm going to have Casper Ruud beating Benoit Paire if he faces him. Oof, Nadal Sinner, mate.
Well, you've got Paire to beat Travaglia. You're bold, mate.
Well, I don't have either of them beating Ruud.
Okay, fair enough. Let me see my one. So yeah, me too. I'd have Casper Ruud advancing there. Sinner the down.
The dreaded matchup.
I feel terrible. I just don't want Sinner to be having this match. They're two players I love, and I'm just so upset. I just don't want Sinner to be here because I have to put him out, but I just don't want to put him out. Like, he can beat Nadal. There's no doubt about it, but
this is a
potential. I just don't think it's going to happen. Like, it's just not fair that this is happening so early on. It's such a shame for me.
Potential bracket ruiner if I was to go for the upset here, but a potential bracket winner if it was to actually happen.
Yeah, if Sinner does beat him and you've called it, I think probably the percentage-wise, I reckon it'll be higher than you think. I reckon it'll be about 20% of people in our bracket pick Sinner, maybe. No, probably less, 10%. There will be people who are picking Sinner. I believe it, in Italy as well. Nadal's not inspired many.
When did he last play each other, though? That would be like the sort of question. Did they play each other recently? The last time they played on clay was obviously the the French Open, wasn't it, last year?
I don't know, mate.
I mean, this is horrible. Why do they have to play each other in this round?
Yeah, it was the last time they played in Roland Garros. It was 3 sets, 7-6, 6-4, 6-1.
It's too difficult. Just based upon the fact when Sinner met Djokovic in that other tournament, Djokovic seemed to just handily beat him. And I think if it's Nadal, I'm going with that.
Yeah, fair enough. And then I'm going to have Nadal head in the section. I think he beats Casper Ruud, personally.
That's horrible. But two favourites, Ruud and Sinner. Imagine that, having to watch those, both of those, mate. That's horrible. Anyway, move on to, we can go way back to the top again. So, Novak Djokovic versus Stefanos Tsitsipas. Have you got the same?
Sorry, mate. I've got the same.
Okay.
I'm not going to have the same answer as you, though. Novak Djokovic going out. Tsitsipas to advance.
I think that could happen as well, mate. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure. I'm going to have...
Boring Ben. This is where Boring Ben's made. The number one seed, Novak Djokovic in the draw, and Ben has him winning the whole thing. Big shot. It's written in the stars.
It's tough.
Who are you going to pick, Ben, in Rome?
I think I'm going to go for the number one seed, Novak Djokovic. I think he's going to win the whole thing.
Don't forget, he's defending a lot of points here, so he needs to get far in this tournament. Because he doesn't want to be dropping 1,000 points, or however many he's going to drop if he doesn't get to the final. It'd probably be like 500 or something.
No, I'm just making a big call. I think I am this whole thing. Fair enough, mate. You go for Djokovic. I just think Tsitsipas. Why not?
If that's the Tsitsipas that turns up against Rafa Nadal, he beats Djokovic. If it's the one who turns up against Ruud, he loses to Djokovic. That simple. Could be
moving down. Dominic Thiem versus Rublev.
Ooh,
easy one for me.
Dominic Thiem all the way.
Andre Rublev.
I'm going to have Dominic Thiem
Rublev. I'm not going for it again. I had the same thing. I had Dominic Thiem beating Rublev in the last one. It never come to fruition, but Dominic Thiem got me a lot of points. The way I saw him play today, I was really disappointed. I thought it was poor. I thought it was just lacking any kind of energy. Zverev he served well, be fair to him, but Dominic Thiem wasn't good enough. He just wasn't good enough today. I'm not that confident with him. I'm not sure if he's even going to get to this stage, personally. He could go out to Sonego. He could go out to any of them.
Oh, poor team. What's happened to him? He's gone down in estimations a lot here.
So Rublev to advance.
Well, it depends which Rublev turns. If Rublev is on form, he could easily beat Thiem here. I'm going to go Dominic Thiem. He's only warming up in Madrid. He's going to be a bit more fresh. Hopefully his blisters on his hands have healed up a little bit and he's got a bit more energy into the next tournament. So fingers crossed, going out early will leave him fresher. So move down.
Next long, we've got Schwartzman-Karatsev, and we've both got that. They've played each other so many times. Karatsev's always beaten him. I don't think he's ever lost to Schwartzman, has he? That's going to change today. This is going to change on this occasion. Diego Schwartzman in Rome beats Karatsev. You heard it here first. And I hate to say it to you, mate, but Karatsev's going to go out here.
Karatsev might not even make it this far. This is the problem with this selection. If I pick Karatsev here, he might not even have got to this stage yet. So, but he's beaten Schwartzman on every occasion so far. So what's to stop him doing it one more time?
I'm gonna slow courts. Yeah, Diego Schwartzman thrives off it. It's going to neutralize the serve and it's going to be a slog fest. Diego Schwartzman's going to love it here in Rome.
I don't know. You're more of the clay court specialist, mate.
I don't know.
Right. So this is the big one coming up again. If it is to happen one more time, Rafael Nadal versus Alex Zverev. Zverev in a final, don't forget. Is he going to run out of steam?
I don't have that, mate. I've got Nadal buster on mine, which is crazy. And I think it's only going to go one way. I think it's an obvious one. Nadal always beats Carreño Buster. So by virtue, I'm pushing Nadal through to the semi-final.
I'm going to have... Oh, this bracket's going to unravel very quickly for me if I pick the wrong one. I think he's going to be too tired, mate. I think Rafa...
He's got Rafa as well.
I think it's going to happen, though. I think there's part of me thinks, surely Lightning can't strike twice on Rafa. It's slower courts, like you said. Surely this is more suited to him. I've gone down the middle. I've gone a Karatsev on one side and now I've got a Nadal on the other side. So I don't know what I'm doing, obviously, because otherwise I would have picked Schwartzman. So Nadal's going through to face Karatsev in the semi-finals.
Nadal Karatsev, what a match. I hope that happens. That's going to be the one time I'm really torn on a live watch along. Karatsev, Nadal.
I would pay good money right now to see that matchup. I tell you, I've got Dominic.
And as Sonia says, he won't let Nadal beat him two times. He won't let it happen. Go Karatsev. He's just become a bit of a meme, Karatsev. Like, it's hard for us to ever go against him. You'll be surprised I put Schwartzman, but Ben will tell you, I am one of Schwartzman's biggest admirers. And I've been maybe putting him down a little bit recently and not putting him through. But Rome, why not? He does so well in Rome. He got to the final last year against Djokovic. I thought he played brilliant. So I think he's going to replicate that again.
Yeah, he could well do, mate. He's a one to watch, that's for
sure.
He's going to reciprocate. All right, interesting. Novak Djokovic, Dominic Thiem, I've got. You've got Tsitsipas Rublev on your side. Mate,
Different, isn't it? Which is rare. We don't usually have this different scenario. You've got Djokovic Thiem. I've got Tsitsipas Rublev. All outstanding players, to be fair. I'm going to go Tsitsipas to beat Rublev.
And I'm going to go Dominic Thiem to beat Novak Djokovic. He comes into form on the clay courts finally. And you see him. This is going to be a tournament. He makes a good run in, Dominic Thiem. He's going to enjoy the courts being a bit slower as well, don't forget. He loves standing 5 meters behind the baseline and getting into long rallies. So I think this tournament will be suited to him as well. So Dominic Thiem to knock out Djokovic and make the final. But who will he play? Aslan Karatsev or Rafael Nadal? That is the question.
Come on, mate. You want to see a Karatsev final?
I want it.
I'm going to change. I've got Nadal Schwartzman, so it's going to be a repeat of last year. It's a tough one. It is so tough. Schwartzman could, I think it could be 3 sets and Nadal just clinches it.
I'm going to save you the trouble. I can't see Karatsev. If Karatsev gets that far, I'll be super stoked. But I can't see him.
Well, something positive for you, mate, is Tomo Lazar is saying Ben's bracket strikingly similar to mine. And he's the guy who's just won Madrid. So that bodes well for you, mate, that you've got in your camp.
Or it bodes badly for him.
I obviously know my tennis in the chat going, oh, JG, mine's a bit like yours.
You watch Basiasvili's winning this whole event, I tell you. Tell you that now.
It's possible.
Mate, it is possible. That's what I mean. We don't want to discount him. He's won more tournaments than anybody this year. So Rafael Nadal, Dominic Thiem will be the final for me.
Well, I hope it happens, your one. But I think it's going to be tough. I've actually got a repeat of, what was it? Barcelona. I've got Nadal Tsitsipas final.
Ooh, quite like that one. I'm going to have Dominic Thiem winning the whole thing. I'm going to think that he goes into form. Rafa, I think he has enough to get there. I think that Dominic Thiem, if he gets there, he'll do it. But it's just about if he gets there.
Yeah, I know what you mean, mate. I'm going to go. Do you know who I'm going to have? Nadal Tsitsipas.
Wow, Rafa Nadal.
I think it's going to happen, mate. I think Rafa's going to win the whole thing. He's been a bit poor, but this tournament certainly made for him a lot more. He's had a great history here in the past. He's had one good one, one bad one. I think he's due a good one now.
Who did you have winning Madrid?
I forget now. I've been Zverev or someone.
Nadal, for sure. Anyway, yeah, Dominic Thiem, save your brackets. I'm conscious we're running out of time because we've got another...
On the aces thing, mate, I'm going to do three, though. I'm not doing many aces.
Oh, mate, no chance. Not especially if it's Dominic Thiem.
It's double faults, mate. I'll probably do more than that.
I'll have four. Anyway,
I'll have three aces and match, I don't know, 90 minutes.
An epic three-hour one for me.
There we go. Make sure you hit complete on your bracket. And we are going to be going on to the women's one very soon. So go check out the stream for that. I will put a link in the description, in the live chat right now.
Yeah.
But just let us know, guys, who do you have winning in the chat? I've got Rafa Nadal. Ben's got...
Dominic Thiem.
I guess the last thing we need to do, mate, is our dark horses for the event.
Indeed, mate.
These are players who are unseeded in the tournament.
Wow. I said mine already, mate.
Look for mine.
I already said mine. The one that we probably have discounting, Basashvili, mate. He's my dark horse. I picked him, I think, on every tournament. That's a dark horse in this year. But he's going to be my dark horse one more time. I'm sure Thomas Rock will be having Bublik. He loves a bit of him.
And mine's going to be Aslan Karatsev.
Nice, mate. I like it.
Because he can actually do it. He can go quite far. He's actually got a nice draw, Karatsev, if he gets through Medvedev.
Yeah, he does. Well, if you call Musetti a nice draw, her catch or...
Yeah, they're all tough. It's his Masters, mate. Sonia San is Sinner playing. Yeah, he looks like he could be facing Rafael Nadal early doors. Unfortunate for him because I fancy him to have done well if he didn't have that matchup. But anyway, guys, thanks for watching this one. If you haven't already, please leave us a like on this video. Hit that subscribe button. And we're going to be with you in about 10 minutes time for the women's one. So go check out that stream any moment.
Cheers, guys.
See you, guys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.